You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We're trying to get you in the mood because a celebration of the best of mid-century swing, titled In the Mood, kicks off at the Harris Center in Folsom this week. It features the Folsom Lake Symphony and the inspired mind behind it all. And the music director for the show is Bud Forrest. He's in the studio to tell us all about it. Hi, welcome.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Didn't you love that we got you swinging
already? Oh, it's all day long with us.
Tell me about creating the show and what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, this is our 25th Silver Celebration Tour. We've been doing this for 25 years. We performed in 48 states, and we just continue on. We're getting ready for our fourth national tour of Australia, and people around the world just continue to love this great music of the 1930s and 1940s, affectionately known as the Big Band era.
What age group do you see in the audiences? And please tell me that you sometimes see the youngsters, the young kids
Absolutely.
Who want to play this music.
We tell everybody this is a family show for kids from 8 to 98. And we love seeing younger folks out there who their mouths are wide open because they've never experienced anything like this. It's just a brand new entertainment of live music. There's no recordings. It's just trumpets and trombones and saxophones, rhythm sections, singers, dancers, all costumed. And it's just 2.5 hours of great music, American lyrics, and it's a story about the music.
That's a nice cue for the Folsom Lake Symphony under the direction of Maestro Peter Jaffe. And is that what happens in each community? You involve the local musicians?
No, this is something I started a couple years ago. I decided to take what we typically travel with is our 13-piece String of Pearls big band orchestra and our 6 singers and dancers. But I said, you know, there's more to this. So what I wanted to do is recreate the sounds of the Hollywood studio orchestras. And the MGM Studio Orchestra, for example, had their hot band, which was the big band, and they added a symphony to it. And so occasionally when the opportunity presents itself, we add the symphony to our existing In the Mood show. And the sound, when you add the French horns and the harp and the flutes and the bassoons and the string section, it's just a thrill and a half. And I encourage your audiences to come and experience what is part of Hollywood and part of American music.
You've been in rehearsals already, right?
We've been rehearsing our singers and dancers in New York, and we're out here now, and we're having an evening. Tonight we have rehearsal with the symphony, and tomorrow, and Maestro Jaffe is taking full charge of this, and we're just thrilled to have him and the symphony be part of our show.
Oh, you just wait. If you haven't seen him on stage in front of an audience, he is such a great performer himself, and so to hear this music will be wonderful. In fact, let's hear a little bit more music from the show In the Mood.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Such a span of mood and music to go from Benny Goodman, for example, to Billie Holiday and everything in between in that mid-century sound.
Well, it was a time, a very unique time. You could argue that the 1940s was the most significant decade of the 20th century, certainly World War II. And the songwriters stepped up to the plate and they wrote beautiful songs and melodies to inspire those that had to go overseas and fight for our freedoms and to remember what home was like and their loved ones. And these melodies just have stood the test of time and they're still performed by some of the great artists of today, whether it be Willie Nelson or Bette Midler, Harry Connick and Michael Bublé. I mean, these songs are just forever, really. A song like Stardust was written in 1927. And it's the most recorded song in history because of what it says. And when I designed In the Mood, I wanted to tell the story because of the words and what they mean to people. We all remember a person or a place by a song. And In the Mood triggers family memories, loved ones, parents, brothers, sisters. And when you come and experience this, I guarantee you, you will feel that emotion and tears and cheers and it's just, we feel it on the stage for every show.
You're listening to Bud Forrest. He is music director and creator, as he said, of In the Mood, which is a celebration of mid-century swing music. In the Mood Live with the Folsom Lake Symphony will be at the Harris Center from Thursday, August 30th through the Labor Day holiday. It continues until September 3rd. Let's hear a little of Glenn Miller and In the Mood. Now, or at least swaying in your seat. Bud Forrest certainly is. And Bud is a Juilliard student, a great pianist. And say a little bit more about your background and how you came into creating the show.
I'd be glad to. I grew up in the New York area. I lived in Long Island, and I started playing piano. I was 8 years old. And I started because my big sister started, and I wanted to be like her. And then I continued with the music. I went to Ithaca College. I ended up playing piano with the United States Air Force Band. I was a pianist for the Singing Sergeants, the official chorus for the Air Force. And then in around 1988, I decided to put together this with just three girls doing some music of the Andrews Sisters, because I found that energy and the power of those songs just took me by surprise. But here we are 25 years, 30 years later, and still doing this great music. And I've worked with some wonderful people, and including Marion Evans, who is the main arranger since 1951 for Tony Bennett. He did most of the arrangements for Sammy Davis Jr. and Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, 11 Broadway shows. And he supervised the orchestral arrangements for what we are now going to perform in Folsom. So we really have carried the lineage down. A lot of our arrangements for the show were done by Vic Schoen, who was the arranger for the Andrews Sisters. So I feel we've continued the tradition of that period and hope to do so for many more years to come.
We happen to have a clip of Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by the Andrews Sisters, so let's swing to that a little bit.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
You can hear that music performed in the show In the Mood Live with the Folsom Lake Symphony. It's at the Harris Center from August 30th to September 3rd. We'll post a link. The creator of the show, Bud Forrest, is in the studio with me. And is there a narrator that's storytelling through the music, or is this a concert setting?
Well, it's a 2.5-hour production. 95% of it is just music. But one of our singers acts as a host or narrator. Sort of ties the different sounds together. My goal was to give audiences a flavor of what it must have been like to experience the different bands of the 1940s. It's as if we are coming to Folsom and the California area in 1940. So you hear a little bit of Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, the Anders Sisters. It really is a musical review, a variety show. And we have two great swing dancers that are high flying all over the place and bring the house down. And a big part of our show is that we honor all veterans, whether it be World War II to today's veterans, and we're very pleased and proud to be able to say thank you to all those that served our country so well.
I feel so much patriotism in that music, and of course, it's from some of those old USO show scenes. We're also probably all in that mindset because of the passing of Senator John McCain, but there must be a constant sort of jubilant patriotism in performing it all across the country, time after time.
Well, but it's not only here. When we go to New Zealand or Canada or Australia, I think this is a universal appreciation of those that sacrifice their time, indeed their lives, for protecting the freedoms that our society holds so dearly. And when we go to Australia, we do our American show, and we get the Aussies to be recognized as well. And they say thank you very much because they don't do that the same way we do here in America. We should be very proud of how we honor our veterans, and we even need to do more. But In the Mood, in its own small way, does that, and we're very honored to be able to continue to respect and appreciate those that served our country.
Hmm. You feel it deeply, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My three uncles and my father all served in World War II, and I had an uncle who made movies in the Army, and even one that he had to put a gas mask on a horse, how to do that. But he went on to fame and fortune. He became a major television producer, and he learned his craft in many different ways. And so the music, I have great musicians from all over the country. I think we're 13 different states, from Utah to Virginia to New York to Florida, and all over the country, and I assemble them every year, and off we go.
Well, thanks to your family and everyone for the service to our country. Thanks for coming in to share the music. I'm actually, Bud, going to close the show a little early so we can take everyone out with some of the sounds.
Oh, that's a great way to do it. Thank you for having me on.
That is Bud Forrest, music director of In the Mood Live with the Folsom Lake Symphony. It's at the Harris Center from August 30th to September 3rd. We'll post a link. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We're all glad to be back with you after our summer break, and we'll be back again tomorrow.